Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for the many mysteries of this world, that our voices and our pictures can be sent through the air to each other's home. We do not understand it, O God, but we give you thanks. And Father, as we worship this morning, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our heart be of a glorious praise unto you. In Jesus' name, amen. As we look back over the years, we can see the wonderful love of God, how he works in our lives, how we are not forsaken, that no matter where we are or what we do, the love of God is with us. Today I have in my mind a hymn that to this day takes me back to a six-year-old boy in St. Stephen, New Brunswick, sitting in a church with my father preaching from the pulpit. Whenever we sang Jesus Loves Me, I felt that the words were directed solely at me. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. And as I grew in years, I have discovered these words of Jesus loves me still speaks to me as an adult. They are timeless. Jesus loves you, and he speaks to you as a child and as an adult. For they are weak, but he is strong. Folks, in my moments of being afraid, or in those moments of which I cannot make a decision, and we all have those moments, I bring it to Jesus. Because being a child of God has shown me time and time again that he loves me so. And in that love, he directs me. God loves you so much that he sent into the world his only begotten Son, that who should ever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. We read these words in John 3:16. And those words take the sting out of death. Those words tell us that God's love has been victorious over death. I am reminded of David's observation as he lay in the pasture looking up at the sky, and what he calls God's handiwork from Psalm 8. When he considers the heavens, the moon, the stars, he was absolutely amazed by the God of the universe, who not only created them, but holds them together, keeps them in place. And speaking of God's love, a poem was written by Frederick Martin Lehman, born on August the 7th, 1868, and went to be with the Lord on February 20th, 1953. He wrote a poem called The Love of God, which originally included two verses. A third verse of Lehman's poem, by his own account, he heard in a camp meeting sermon. They were apparently lines found written on the walls of an insane asylum by a man who at the time was considered to be demented. I will read this poem to you, verses 1 and 2 at first. The love of God. The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. When time shall pass away and earthly thrones and kingdom fall, when men who hear refuse to pray, on rocks and hills and mountains call, God's love, so sure, shall still endure, all measureless and strong, redeeming grace in Adam's race, the saints and angels' song. In the third verse, credited to the unknown man who wrote on the walls of the insane asylum. Verse 3. Could we with ink the oceans fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry. Nor could the scroll contain the whole, was stretched from sky to sky. Why are you and I the focus of God's love? Is it because we have done so many good works? And the answer is no. We do good works because, as we heard read in Ephesians chapter 2, we are God's workmanship, created in Jesus to do good works. You are a person made in the image of God. Who is God? He is love. What has God done? He gave his only son to die for each one of us, to pay the price for our sins. Whenever I think of this unexplainable love, I feel it echoing the words of the psalmist, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. When I think of where God wants us to go, what direction he wants us to take, I think of the words written in Philippians chapter 3, verse 12, by the Apostle Paul. Brethren, I do not count myself to have achieved, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward for the things which are ahead. You and I only have to follow. The love of God will lead. Let us pray. Almighty God, so easy to take things for granted, so easy to fear that we know everything. What was, what is, and what will be. But Lord, we confess that we have seen over the past and even in the present that at times we are lost, that at times we are confused. And we confess that we need the love of God to strengthen us, to lead us, to touch us in that special way. And we pray, O God, that your love will be with us and that we will accept it always. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.